Why is the chemistry in this locker room so special?
I think everyone just having fun, most importantly. That's all it's about. As long as you're having fun, no matter who scores, who get the tackle, who's man praise, it's everyone on this team. Everyone did their job.
Were you welcomed? Did you feel welcomed when you first came into this locker room back in March?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, everyone was cool. I mean, it wasn't no problems. Everyone just like Jay coming here. I mean, everyone just welcomed him, just talking to him. It was like family.
And what's that like bringing him in?
It's great. I mean, we got two-headed monsters, like we would say.
When you get a 50-50 ball like that, it's like almost a back shoulder one, and you rewatch it, is there anything that you can like practice on that, or is it an instinctive type of thing with you?
I don't know. I just think because I played a lot of basketball growing up, so I just always think about it as a rebound. Just going up and get a rebound, just boxing a guy out.
And then you running for the touchdown, is that slamming it back into the hoop or something?
I just think about making the catch. And anything extra, I'll take it.
You don't get a ton of balls thrown your way, so when you have a moment like that, what's it like that you're able to come through in a clutch situation?
I just enjoy the moment. Just be patient. Most importantly, I mean, you never know what can happen in the game. It was my turn. So this week it could be somebody else. So you never know what can happen in this offense. That's what is so exciting. And we got so many guys. That's unselfish.
Have you ever faced Chris Harris and Aqib Talib before?
No,
neither of them.
Can I ask you, you were with the Bears in 2012, I think, when they started out 7-1,
mm-hmm.
just kind of like you guys have now. What do you think like the difference is? Have you noticed a difference between that team and this team? I mean, because you guys didn't, you know, the Bears obviously didn't do very well down the stretch.
Obviously, I'm playing this time.
Okay.
It was great. We had a great one at the beginning, but I don't know. Actually, it's been so long. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But this, I know from experience, as you were saying about, we didn't finish too well. But going from experience, we got veteran guys in this locker room who's going to win the Super Bowl and got playoff experience, so we can kind of like talk to the younger guys or vet that bring them along, help bring them along.
Does it kind of show like how important chemistry is, you know, to get off to a good start, not only get off to a good start, but kind of sustain it?
I just think you never can get too high, never get too low. Just stay focused and just keep working hard. Just keep practicing every day, listen to our coaches, and keep believing in one another.
Follow up on Jeff's question. Denver secondary is regarded as one of the best in all of football. Those corners, a lot of Pro Bowl appearances between them. Do you look at that as a bigger test for yourself to showcase yourself as one of the league's best receivers?
I just look at it. We up for the challenge. Just on Sunday, we just gonna they line up just like we line up. I mean, we don't care about no accolades. I'm pretty sure they don't care about no accolades. They line up, put on their pads just like us. We just ready to work and may the best man win.
They play a lot of man coverage, those corners. So is that when, you know, jump balls, back shoulders, and plays like that become a little more into play?
I think we're going to stick to our game plan, take advantage of whatever they give us.